Inyan to cause something to become hotter, to give off heat, to heat up something else, then I'll tell you, the zaysim maski havolo. Only if you put this kupa, this is a pot that you already made hatsumana with a shmater around it. Now the way the shmater is now, the shmater itself is not mois of evil. So you're taking this whole shmater, this whole pot, and putting it on top of shumshimi. Now, on top of zaysim. Now, if you would have put the pot itself on top of the zaysim, there'd be no iser. Because the pot itself is not called hatsumana. So the iser is, since you put a shmater around the pot, and you put the pot now on top of the shemen, the shemen is like moisture so much hevel that it makes the shmata now also very hot, and now obliges nis of davar moisture of hevel. But soon say big nafkamila at this. The asuke yavol, the zeise maski yavolo, of the shumshimila maski yavolo, of if you'll have this pot that has a shmata around it, you made a regular atamono that's muta, with stama towel. Now you took this towel with the pot inside it and put it on top of shumshimi. Since shumshimi is not moist of that much hevel, it doesn't get the whole towel heat hot. So therefore, now it's not called a dover moist of hevel. That will be mutter to do. That's the Gemara's teretz. But really, shumshimi by itself is moist of hevel. So if you put the pot inside the shumshimi, that will blib also. It's moist of hevel. But here the pot is not going inside the shumshimi. The pot is just staying on top of the shumshimi. So the pot itself has atzmon around it. So the shumshimi doesn't heat up the atzmon around it to make the atzmon cool the dover mois of hevel. Now this is gepaska nalocha like this. The mois also brings down nalocha. It's a big nafkamina mol. You put a piece of meat, you take it out of the refrigerator, out of the freezer, and you want to put it on top of a pot. Now really to heat it up on top of a pot on Shabbos is mutter. Since you're not putting it on the eish, you have the cholent pot on the fire. You want to put a piece of meat now, a cold piece of meat on top of the pot, that's mutter. Because it's not called bishul. The meat was cooked already before Shabbos called tzorkoi. You only want to warm it up. On a dover yovish, it's mutter. Let's say the piece of meat though has silver foil all around it. The piece of meat is wrapped up. Usually do that. Usually you wrap it up in silver foil. Or else you have a kugel wrapped up in the silver foil. And now you want to put this whole silver foil on top of a pot. That's going to blay bosa now. So like Ramosh has in the tshuva like that. Because since you have the silver foil around the meat or around the kugel, that blays like hatmona. You have the kugel matmin wrapped around in the silver foil. Now the silver foil itself is not dover mois of hevel, so churut should be mutter. But now when you put the silver foil on top of the pot, since the pot is on the fire, and the fire is heating up the pot, and now the pot is going to heat up the silver foil, the silver foil now has din of dover mois of hevel. So that's also to make the hatmona. So you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put the silver foil on top of the pot. So the eighth would be is to open up the silver foil, that the top part of it should be open. Even though the bottom is still surrounded with the silver foil, but atmona is only if it's surrounded all around. That's called atmona. If you have to open up the top part of the silver foil, the top should be open. Then you're allowed to put it on top of the pot. But if the silver foil is ksed around the meat, so that's called you have the meat in atmona now, and when you put it on top of the fire, that's this gemara. It's called hasuki havola. That's the chiluk we're making the gemara now between zeisim and shumshimi. As you put this pot that has atzmon around it on top of zeisim, since zeisim it's so much moist of hevel, it even heats up the atzmon on the pot and it gives it a shame dover moist of hevel. That's awesome. Mashenkin, you put the pot that has atzmon of stama shmat around the pot that would have been mutter. Now you put it on top of shumshimi. Since shumshimi doesn't get that hot, it doesn't heat up the shmata. The pot is mutter. It's not called dover moist of hevel. Mashenkin, on top of the fire, bat is dover moist of hevel. Blay bosa. And the Moshe says in Shuvos like that. The only tzad to danzain, maybe silver foil is different. Because silver foil, when you wrap it around the meat, you're not doing it with a svar of hatmona. Hatmona means like something is hot and you want to retain the heat there. That's why you wrapped it around. By a piece of meat, you're wrapping it around stam, because that's the way to keep it together. Or you don't want it to get dirty. That's why you wrap it around. We don't have kavana for hatmona. But the Moshe says no. But he says when you, it's a svar also that, because now that the meat is wrapped around the silver foil, when you put it on top of the pot, the silver foil retains the heat inside. So now all the meat gets heated up much better. That's daimed to atmona. So therefore you're not allowed to put it on top of the pot, since it'll be a mice of hevel. You'll have to bedavka open up the silver foil before you put it on. Yeah. And that's the maskon here, we pass like this, that to make hatmona with shumshimi is takosa. He says the pselos of sesame is also dovra mois of hevel. So drashi asuki havolo, the goin zeh, she hitmin bedover acher. You made hatmona with stamashmat around the pot. And that was mutter, that wasn't Moisef Hevel. Now the Nia Kupa la Gefes, now you put this pot on top of the Gefes, the Leke Elisha Gefes Male Hevel Lamala, Umasiya Kedera Sheba Kupa, and now you want the Gefes to heat up the pot with the Shemat around it, is a Chilik. If it's on top of Zaysim, it's Osir. If it's on top of Shum Shemit, it's not Moisef Hevel so much, remains Osir. Something more, new Gemara now. Rabba Reb Zeru Ikloi Levei Resh Kalusa. Rabbi Mazari both went to visit the Resh Kalusa. Chaziel hu avda, they saw the Yevid in the house of the Resh Kalusa. The anach, he put kuza de maya, a bucket full of water, a pume de kumkuma. There was a hot kettle of water, a pot, on top of the fire, and the hot kettle, and on top of the hot kettle pot, he put a jar full of cold water. The kitty was putting like a glass of cold water on top of the hot water kettle. He was doing this on Shabbos. So when Rabbi saw it, Nizra Rabbi, Rabbi got angry and told him, stop it, stop, don't do it. Omale Gabzer, for Gabzer to Rabbi, Maishino, why is it also, what's different than this than we had before? Mimechem agabi mechem, is the halacha, if you have a hot pot on top of the fire, cooking the water, you're allowed to put another pot of hot water on top of that pot. You're allowed to put one pot on top of another pot. So that's all he was doing here also, he was putting a glass of cold water on top of the hot water pot. So what's the difference between a mechem, a gavi mechem, and a glass on top of the mechem? And the Gemara poshet her. Omalei, hosa mikume kamukim. Over there we're talking about the top pot you're putting is also hot water. You have one hot water kettle on the fire. And you're putting now another hot water kettle on top of that one, like a double boiler. But the top pot is talking about it was also hot. So when you're putting it on top, you're not making any new bishul now. You're just retaining the heat in the top one. It's not called a derech bishul. To put one pot on top of another pot is not called derech bishul. So if the top pot is already in this bashul called sorkoin and it's still hot, you're allowed to put it on top of the pot on Shabbos. Abahocha, we're talking about iludi kamoilit. Here we're talking about this glass he put on top of the mechem was a cold glass, cold water. So if it's all your mom is cooking the cold water on Shabbos, that's also. And now let her put cold water on top of a hot kettle. Because since the hot kettle is so hot, yatzel at this boy, and if you leave the cold water a long time on top, the cold water will also become yatzel at this boy. So that's mom is bishul, that's also. It's no tushtum.
What about a davar yavish?
What about it?
Would that be mutter to put on top of a mech?
Yeah.
Even if it was cold.
Right. Rashi apum in the kumkim, Rashi mechem shochamin. The Yakuza, the glass of water, hoisem leitzayin, it was full of cold water. So in Israel, Gorabai, Rabbi Garang, we told him, stop. Maishtem emechem, agabi mechem, natanya mebraisa, besoy pirkin, the shari. So poshet osim, mekumim mukam. Shamechem elyon, even the top kettle, gam boy yesh mayim cham, it also has hot water there. Vatachten, what are you putting on top of the pot, bottom pot for? Enuel emayim mit chaymish lo yafik, just want to retain its heat, it shouldn't get cooled off. Mashankin, here you're putting a cold glass of water on top of the hot pot. That's also the mama's bishul. We're afraid the cold water become as hot as the yatzel at this boy, and if you open this, your eyes. So therefore, even though you have kavana, we learned before, just to let the cold water become a little lukewarm, still it's also. Since if it will stay there a long time, it will come the yatzel at this boy. The rabbanim agrees you can't put it there, even just to warm up. Right. Hoda Chazia, then Rabbi saw the Eved of Resh Kalusa do another thing. Hoda Chazia, the porous this dura, Apu made the kuva. He spread a shmata on top of a big barrel. Rashi, the studa means sudish arosh. He's all like his hat. He spread out, or else the kerchief they put on the head. He spread out his hat on Apu made the kuva on the mouth. Rashi, the kuva kankan on the mouth of a big barrel of water. Could be an empty barrel even of a v'anech not lo layu. He put the ladle on top of the cloth, on top of the hat, on top of the scarf, whatever it was. Natlo layos, drashi natlo, kli, that's the ladle, sheshoivin yayim in akuva. When you want to take the wine out of the barrel, use the ladle, take it out. So the kids see, he put a ladle that had some water in it, on top of clothing, on top of a shmat, on top of his hat, or on top of the scarf, that he spread out over the barrel. That's what he was doing. He's putting like a ladle on top of a scarf. So, Nizar Rabbi, again, get angry, told him to stop it. Omalei Rab Zehra, what is he doing wrong? He's stopped putting a ladle on top of a cloth. What's wrong with putting a ladle? He's not smearing the water on the cloth to say he's doing kibbutz. He's just putting the ladle, even though inside the ladle is water, but the water is not spilling onto the cloth. He's just putting the ladle on top of it. So what should be awesome? Omalei, Hashti Chazi, said, let's wait a few minutes. Let's see if the water won't spill or not. Is Lesoif Chazia de Komatzele. At the end, he saw that the water tank had spilled into the kli, into his scarf, And what did he ever do? He took the scarf and started to wring it out to get all the water out. That's an Nisi Deraisa. He was doing Kvisa. He was squashing out the water from the thing. So even though when the ladle of the water fell onto the beggar, you're not allowed to spill water, he didn't do that. That was Shlavi Kavanim. He just left the ladle there, and by itself the ladle spilled out into the beggar. But the Gzair is, like the Maisa was, later he took the beggar and squeezed it out. So that's Mamish Shanissa Schita. Rashi, the Ko'atso, Rashi, Shoy Yosechta, he was squeezing it out, Minamayim Shnivlaboy. And that's a nisav kibus of libun. If you have water in a beggar to squeeze out the beggars, it's a libun. It's a nisav deraisa. So the more omala yaba, Reb Zeir still has the kasha. Maishno is a din ledo, mi parunko. It's drashi maishno mi parunko. Beged osu lifras al gigus. She a person is in b'shabes. And all you have, the barrel is full of wine, and you want to like cover it up, dirt shouldn't fall in it. So they had special shmatis that used to cover it up. So you see, you're allowed to put a shmata on top of a barrel of wine, and we're not afraid the shmata will get wet, and you'll start to squeeze it out. So what's that to say? You will choshed that this shmata, if it gets wet, he's going to squeeze it out. Or malay poshed. Hosam le kopad alavayu. That's a special shmata, a special beggar they use to cover the barrel of wine. So even if the cover gets wet, there's no shasha come to squeeze it, because that's what's made for, that the cover should get wet full of wine. Habacha kopad alavayu. Here he took his sudish rosh, he took his handkerchief, his scarf he took. A scarf you want to be dry. And he put a scarf down, on top of the scarf he put a glass of water. So that's the gzera. If the water spills on the scarf, well, choshi, you come to squeeze out the scarf, because the scarf is not made to have water inside it. Ma'ashenken here, the parvunka, it was made for that. Yeah. Smell is no tushta. Right. V'loy b'tevin. The Mishnah says what? You can't make hatamona with tevin. Tevin straw is called something that's moist of hevel. When? Only when it's wet. When it's dried up, right, it's not moist of hevel anymore. So the more boy imene ravada ba masna mi abaya. Ravada masna eskash mi abaya. Muchin. The Mishnah also says muchin is also something that's moist of hevel. Muchin means a material that's soft, either katin or else very soft wool, a soft material. Is muchin shetoman bem. This muchin, now regular soft material like soft wool or soft katin, is only to be used to make the begodim with. So that's muksa. It's like raw material that in the middle of the week you're going to use it to sew a begad with. So on Shabbos, Avada, that's muksa. It's not oimit used for kli itself, to muchin. It's oimit to make begodim out of. So muchin by itself is muksa. Now here the shah, what about Friday? You took this muchin and you made hatsmona with it. One time you took it and wrapped it around your pot to make the pot hot. And it tests where it's mutter. It's not moist of heaven, and you did it before Shabbos. Is muchin shetomin bohin. Ma'alu tutolim b'Shabbos. Now on Shabbos has become ois muksa or not. So drashi muchin. Ein emela lasis mem levedim. It's only oimit to make clothes with. Shekar and Plato, muksin hain. Limlocha, it's muksa set aside only to use to making godim with. V'yosta tatla, melech muksa. V'eilu, shetomna ben, now that you use this muchin, and you wrapped it around your cholent pot, miyamrinan yachtan latmonim, now you set aside this raw material to use for atmonim, v'yikotar is clearleim, now it has a shame clear, it's not muksa anymore. Omutla tatla, b'shabbos. Since you set it aside before Shabbos on Friday, you made it a shem kli. I lie. We say no. Punt today, you had nothing else to make katmona with, so use the muchin. But avada, right after Shabbos, you're going to use this muchin again to make the godim with, so you didn't give it a shem kli. It's still called muksa. That's the shayla. If you use it one Shabbos, does that make it ois muchin, ois muksa, or no? Omulay answered back, pshita avada, it's still muksa. Zuchi mifnei shein le kupa shal tevin. I made umafke kupa shal muchin. There's really what a use for hatmona to wrap around, stamp tevin, usually use pusher to straw. Now, punk, this Friday he had no straw in his house. So this one Friday he had to use the muchin, he had to use this raw material that he's going to use to make begodim. But since he had to use it this one Shabbos, we don't say now he's miyachet for hatmona, it's too choshev. Havadar after Shabbos he'll again use it to make begodim with. And next Shabbos he'll use tevin. So the fact to use it for one Shabbos, his zichet doesn't make it a shem kli, it still remains muksa. Rashi, Oime Domask Lakach, Kupish Shel Muchin, Shedemir, your current is very expensive, this soft material. Is a derech Bakach, for Leibatla Latmona. It's not a derech to use it for Poshta Latmona. So even though you were stuck one Friday, you had nothing else to use it, Havad it's a Svara next after Shabbos, you use it for Begodim again, and it still remains Muksa. So the moral Lema Messiah, I'll bring you Raya for your Svara, it still remains Muksa. Is Alocha Toimnin Vigizet Semer. You're allowed to make hatmona with gizeh tzemer, pieces of wool. over tzipet tzemer, other types of wool. That Rashi gives, Rashi gives eshal tzemer, k'moishin igzuzu. As soon as you shear off the wool, off the animal, that's called giz eshal tzemer. Tzipet tzemer means, liyache shenafzu, after you combed out the wool. V'shotchu, you made a, you stretched it out. K'min machtzolis mashtichin, like you stretched out, machtzolis is, mats. No, you made long pieces of wool. Or else, uvulishen eshal agomen, tongues, pieces of blue wool. Rashi l'shoynis means la'achas shetzovin. After you dyed it blue, the wool v'sarkin, and you combed it out, though, son came l'shoynis aruches l'tavosin. You made like long tongues of it, ready to start weaving with it now. Over muchin, who are din muchin? It's any soft material. Is even though you made out tamoni with it, with these things, the ain metaltlin oison. You should know though you're not allowed to be metaltlit. These things still remain muksa. So you see, claw, even though you made hatsumonu with it, we say the svara. This Friday you were stuck, you had nothing else to use, you used these materials. But avadi, you're not miyachrit for hatsumonu, it's still called something that's aimed to weave with, to make begodim, so avadi still muksa. So the Gemara name, im yishimol la'yiruf, maybe you won't have any raya. Hochikam, I'll tell you the pshat in the braisa. Im loitamun behen, lui tsui, you did not make hatsumonu with it. Is ain metaltlenoi son? That's what the brayser means. Enechnami. If you used it this Friday and made atmana with it, you made a nice muksa. But the brayser says ain metaltlen. This mukhin still remains muksa. Is we didn't make atmana with it. If you didn't make katmona with it, so since this is raw material that's oimet to be used to make the godim with, savada it's muksa. It doesn't have a shame clean now. You're oimet to weave it to make it into the godim. It's muksa. So what's the chiddush if you didn't make katmona? And the Gemara, there's still a chiddush. This mukhin, this raw material, even though it's aimed to use, to weave with, to make begodim, but right now you could use it as a chair. A mold you sit down on the floor, they'll put a shmata underneath to sit down. So since you could use it for a chair, that's the chiddush no. Since it's only though to be used for weaving, it's raw material that you use to make a beged, it's not called a kliyeh. It's only to make begodim and it's still muksa. Even though you made atzmona with it, still ain't metaltle noisun. Now we say no. Im letamim behem. Omili midikatoni. Reishas mina detaim nemem. The Reisha tells you chiddush you're allowed to make atzmona with this material before Shabbos. Why do loy meisvi havlo? This material is not meisv hevel. Vashmina sefer. Then the sefer says another chiddush. The stam muchin muktzoyis nenu. The stam muchin yishno is muksa. Avalhani, the tamim ben have a kemisha yachlekach, but it could be nechnam if you use it for atzmona this Friday. The fact you use it, that made it into a kli. But stam muchen that you didn't use for atzmona, that remains muksa. Is the kasher b'zayv cheated muksa? You didn't use it yet. The teretz is lemazgo leisav aleim. Since they're royal to use for a chair to sit on, like, so I would think it has some use. Let me give it a shame kli. Kamash for no, it's not miyuchet for that. The muchen is miyuchet to use to make the godim with. Therefore, they're called muksa. Right, Nugamar. Rav Chizda was matir on Shabbos. Lahadure udro levei sadje. If you have a pillow that your feathers came out of the pillow on Shabbos, he was matir to put the feathers back into the pillow on Shabbos. Bishavata. Trashi ladure udro levei sadje. Lahach ze muchin, to return the soft material. Shenoflu min akar latoichin, that came out of your pillow. You had a pillow that had muchin, soft material, that had cotton inside it. If the cotton came out on Shabbos, it's mutter to put back. That's what we pass on like that. That if it came out on Shabbos, it's mutter. What? It's daimut to masakin kli. We'll soon see. You're making a pillow now. By putting it back in, you're making a kli. When the feathers came out, it's not roy to use. Putting it back, you're making a kli. We'll soon see. If you didn't have it there before Shabbos, it's also to do with mechil on Shabbos. The more asira, Eisvei Rav Chonin Bar Chizda. The Rav Chizda. Is the halacha matirin beis hatzavra b'shabbos. Beis hatzavra is like your neck. A mohen used to give the neck into the cleaners. They used to sew up the neck, make short stitches there, because they should stay in place. And when you took it home, you used to open up the stitches to be able to use it to put your neck through the bigot. So you're allowed to untie the knots the koivis made. The about the koivis made knots were knotted at Kesheshor Kayoma, and it was a postured knot. It was made to be opened up as soon as you take it home. Therefore, it's mutter to open it up on Shabbos. Is Rashi Matirin Beis HaTavur Shederech HaKoifs in the Koshrin. When he gave it to the cleaners to wash his shirt, it was there for them to tie their neck down. But they zikha tied it with a kesher she'ena shakayomo, because as soon as the Bailam got home, he opened it up. So that's mutter. So machleki, some Rishonim learn, even though you'll take it home first in 5 days, 10 days, doesn't make a difference. But it was made matchil that as soon as you get it home, to open it up. Some Rishonim know only means he mamish made it on Friday, and he had that to open it up like within 24 hours. Like every kesher shakayomo, it's such a sheet like that. If you make it not, I'm going to stay more than 24 hours, there's some sheet to learn that's awesome with the Rabbanan to make it or to open it up. But this we'll see later. The kids here, this knot was made up of the das to open up. It's called Kesher Shekhayam, Kesher Shekhayam, Shekhayam, it's Mutter. Avoloi Poitchin. But Metchili, you're not allowed to open up the Tzavar on Shabbos. Drashi. Avoloi Poitchin, Drashi, Lechetchila. Ta'ash Dovad Leimona. Now you're making a mona. Hey, the Tzavar means, I'm all used to like a shirt. Metchila, when Uman made it, he tacked and stitched it up very, very tight. And when you get your shirt home the first time, you have to open it up. That's mamash called the Kesher Shakayama, to open it up on Shabbat. That's awesome. You're opening up a Kesher Shakayama. That's awesome. Avoloi Poiskin. You can't open it up. Vayte v'yei noistin esa muchin. You can't put muchin. Loyla teich hakar, not into a pillow. Loyla teich haksos, not into a sheet. Ksos is what? A blanket. Kids, you can't put the muchin, the feathers, back into the pillow or back into the blanket. Be yomtiv. We ain't talking about Shabbos, and about the Shabbos also to put it back. So who is the stira? Rav Chizda just said you're allowed to put the udra, you're allowed to put the muchin back into the pillow, and there it says you're not allowed to put it back in on Shabbos. And the Gemara on that kasha is no stira. Ho becharati ho batiki. If you have a new pillow that never had the feathers or the muchin inside it yet, on Shabbos you can't put the feathers into the pillow. That's called tikkun money making a kli. Now, Shankin, if it was in before Shabbos, just it came out on Shabbos, that's not daima to make in a kli. Drashi b'charati, shloihoyu mo'ilom l'toichoy, is also, tahash to'ovad le'mona. Now you're making a kli, it's makna patish. That's, I think it's shall some learn, some Mishra learns, it's a deraisa mamish. It's like makna patish, or you're making a little kli, it'll be an issa. Mashankin batik is a drashi, lach zero lekar, zesh enough l'menu, that's mutter. It's nothing, since you had a kli ready, and since the feathers that came out of it, like we still see, this is part of the kli, you're putting it back together because you're not making a new kli, you're just fixing it up, and it's not a davar chashuv. What you're doing, that's mutter. Kein zeh will have later, same halacha by shoelaces. If you have shoes that don't have shoelaces before Shabbos, it's also to put the shoelaces in on Shabbos. That's called mesakin mona. But if you had shoelaces in your shoe, and your kid starts playing with your shoe and pulls out the shoelaces on Shabbos, that's mutter to put it back again. Since the shoelaces were on before Shabbos, it's mutter to put it back in again. But to pull new shoelaces that weren't there before Shabbos, that's awesome. And then if the shoelace rips on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put new shoelaces in. You just have to play around with your shoelace the way it is and just make it stretch out use it the way it's shorter. But to put new ones in will be awesome. We'll see this later on. Right, all the chadiyavatiki. Matanya Nam Yoch have a right for this also. Ein noisten nesal muchin. You can't put the muchin, the soft material. Loyal teich hakar, not into the pillow. Loyal teich haksos, not into the blanket. Beyom tevein sarkloim of a Shabbos. Noshru, balu yitzu, they were in there at the beginning of Shabbos. No, now they fell out. Noshru, what happens? They just fell out of it. They were noshru. Is mavzim a noisten of a Shabbos? You're allowed to put it back on a Shabbos. Vein sarkloim of a yom tevein. The Siklodes Chilik, it was there before Shabbos, Chazor is nothing, that's mutter. Omrav Yudo Marav, HaPoiseach Beis HaTzavor B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas. In case we get this shirt, you bought it new, and we have to put your head through, our mole was closed up, it wasn't opened up yet. Like, imagine you have an undershirt that has no place to put your neck through. So you have to first rip it open on Shabbos, and you rip open your undershirt on Shabbos, you're Chayiv Chatas. So Trashi, this is a big shala, a big shala mishayim, the Rambam, what's the issa of Paseach Beis HaTzavor? Rashi learns, Chayi Chayi Chatis, Tahashta Kor Meshavu Leimona. V'chayi Mishum Maka Bapatish, V'ayinu Gemar Malocha. Y'chayi for Maka Bapatish, this is called the Gemar Malocha. That's the issa. They learned Rashi. That's a... Or as Al-Stira, the Rambam learns. I'm not sure. Kitzur Rashi learns, though, it's poshered out makav patish. You're making now the kli, this undershirt, like it was not roy to use. The first time you're opening up, making the slit to be able to put your head through it, that's mamas makav patish. Final gemar meloch. Maskev lor of Kana. Kana has the kashra on this. Ma ben zeh le magufas chavis. Why is this different than you have a barrel full of wine, and the barrel was made first of wood, and then on top they put in tight the cover to it.